This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Even before the latest political polls, foreign investors have pulled billions of dollars out of American stocks in recent weeks. Wall Street Journal reporter Georgi Kontchev is covering these moves and joins us from London. Hello, Georgi.
Hello.
So we know from the data that overseas investors are taking more money out of American stocks lately than they've been putting in. The numbers don't say why, but as you've been talking to investors, you're hearing a lot of worry about the outcome of the U.S. presidential election, especially after the Brexit vote. So explain what investors are thinking right now.
Foreign investors seem to be still cautious and taking money out of U.S. stocks. They're framing their U.S. election a bit differently than U.S.-based investors. You have the Brexit referendum, still very fresh in memory, where you had polls before the UK referendum on the European Union membership, polls saying that UK will stay. But then in the end, we had a surprise result of the UK leaving. So all these recent events are making foreign investors a bit more cautious about investing in the US before the election.
And what are the issues in the industries that they think might be heavily affected by the outcome of the election?
For foreign investors, Hillary Clinton would be kind of a continuation of the status quo. They're seeing not much change in terms of policies that affect markets. Whereas with Donald Trump, they're seeing a bit more uncertainty, and markets generally don't like uncertainty. They're seeing a lack of clarity in some positions, and of course, his anti-trade rhetoric. So from that point of view, the U.S. election matters for foreign funds, and they see a Hillary Clinton victory as the result they believe would be better for markets.
Now, the American way of elections is somewhat odd compared to the rest of the world. Some Americans don't even fully understand the Electoral College, to be honest. But as a London employee of an American paper, what kind of questions do you get from investors there as they're trying to make sense of the American political system?
They do understand that this is different given the Electoral College and the way the elections are done in the U.S. This is different than, say, the British referendum or any other European general election or presidential election. But all these election polls are based on what voters say they will do, but in the end, they might do differently. There was one investor who was saying, if Brexit taught us anything, it's that we can't rely on polls, especially when those who are being polled think their views are unpopular. So a lot of investors overseas, they are worried that these polls, especially in this case, especially in 2016, might be prone to bigger errors.
Okay, Georgi Kontchev at the Wall Street Journal. Thanks very much.
Thank you.